Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930. The answer here in Tampa to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe tonight out there. Now, don't forget to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, where you're doing it, how you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. That includes our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also, our USPS, our mail haulers, hauling the bulk mail to the post offices so you can get your letters today and whatnot. And, of course, our suicide jockeys, Tom and his crew out there hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel and whatever else needs to be hauled in terms of that's why we call them suicide jockeys, too, by the way, in terms of the tankers. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And we're there, and you can find us by just typing in Captain's America, and we'll be right there. It'll pop right up. And we're also on Instagram, so don't forget that. We have a lot of things over there. Now, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com is the website. The place to go to, the website, if you want to find out different things as well about the show and about what we're doing, and the podcast is over there. As well as if you can't hear us any other way, you can hear us that way. All right, over there, here we go. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning again to you.
Good morning.
Ivana Trump passed away at 73 years of age. She was found at the bottom of a stairwell. Apparently, she fell down the stairs. And, of course, praise is coming in from not only her former husband, Donald, that was his first wife, but also Don Jr., Ivanka, and Eric.
Yep, I think she had a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
He collapsed and went down the stairs in her home in New York. Very sad. It sounds like that she was alone, too, which is, I don't know who found her, but terrible way to go, going down, you know, being found at the bottom of the stairs. But, yeah, she was, she went through life with Donald in the good times and the turbulent times, because that was at the point where the Trump organization was going well, and then it wasn't, and it was, and it wasn't, and it wasn't, and it wasn't. So she kind of held it all together. You know, she was an accomplished woman. She was an athlete, too. So,
yes, she was. Mm-hmm.
She had quite a resume.
Yep. Now, the other thing that happened yesterday, out of the clear blue sky, a story came out, as they usually do, about Donald Trump. And it said that he was planning to launch his 2024 presidential bid around Labor Day before the midterm elections.
I heard a snippet about it. in the way it was worded, it didn't quite sound like what you just described. So I think you said a decision has been made. It's just about the timing.
Correct.
So I don't know if that decision is yes or no. So it was a little more vague than what you described. So
right.
That he is right. I don't know.
And, of course, this was the New York Daily News that put this out. That's where the story came from first, and then a lot of people ran with it. So we'll see. In the meantime, by the way, the explanation for doing this was to head off the potential rivals, especially Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who's gaining momentum in the polls all the time. But Ron DeSantis is not going to run for president. Not this time, anyway.
I don't think he is either, and I don't think that he should. I still think that the power of cleaning up the messes, the issues, policies, and so forth across the country is at the state level. So he has an opportunity to work with these other Republican governors and put pressure on these Democrat governors to get their act in order. So all these states can, the Californias, the Illinois, the Pennsylvanias, whatnot, to get their act together if they ever will. And I think that, Ron DeSantis can help lead the Republican Governors Association in that. So I hope that he doesn't. The other interesting thing is indications of what's going on in the governor's race in Georgia.
Yeah.
Because apparently Stacey Abrams is clearly outraising Kemp, and Warnock is outraising Herschel Walker. So I think we need to be very cautious.
That is not money. That is not money being raised in Georgia either.
Oh, of course not. You mean it's not Georgia money.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right. Right.
All right. Now, we got this story yesterday, and we're not going to have time to talk about it on this side of the break, and here comes the break. But when we come back, folks, Russia yesterday, their defense ministry, said that they did some really dastardly things with their missiles that they got, and we're going to tell you what it is they said they knocked out. Now, I can't verify this because the source that I got it from, Reuters, was unable to verify the report as of an hour ago. So we'll see what happens. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I'll be right back with more and Denise Simon, too, from FoundersCode.com.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-97.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
All righty. Thank you very much. That's Jeff in Sarasota. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And Geico has been saving people money for a little bit more than 85 years right now, and it is the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 25 million plus drivers. Now, you can go to the website, geico.com, spelled G-E-I-C-O, or your local Geico office can help you find coverage for whatever it is you need to have, the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Perhaps you have a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. They can insure that, too. Now, where you really save the money is when you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance policy in with your motor vehicles, and that will save you a bunch of money. Now, Geico can tell you how that works. Again, GEICO.com, go right to the website, or call your local agent, whichever works for you. Geico, GEICO.com. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning again.
Hello.
Now, Russia's defense ministry said yesterday that its Air Force had downed two Ukrainian fighter jets and destroyed a collection of the U.S.-made M777 howitzers in eastern Ukraine. Those are the ones that they just got from the U.S. Now, in its daily briefing, they said that the defense ministry said that it had struck a factory also in the southern Donbas region with caliber cruise missiles, destroying Ukrainian combat vehicles that were being hidden from sight in that factory. Now, I got this story from Reuters, and like I said, about an hour ago, I tried to get it verified, and I could not get it verified. What have you been able to find out?
Well, same thing.
You know, Russia made these declarations, and several sources are trying to verify the accuracy. They've not been able to do that, not only through reporters on the ground, like Reuters, but also from the Ukrainian Defense Ministry. We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. Yeah, they know. They just won't tell you. They don't want.
Well, I mean, about 80% of what comes out of Moscow, what comes out of the Kremlin, is propaganda anyway. So it's very hard to validate those kinds of things.
Now, before I go over to talking about some politics out of D.C., Panama was in the news yesterday for all the wrong reasons. People have taken to the street there to protest their high prices, inflation, and corruption with the government. They went out on the street and apparently raised a lot of chaos there.
We've got countries across the globe that, are kind of collapsing. Italy, their prime minister resigned.
But when he tried to resign, they wouldn't let him.
apparently Draghi is out of there and trying to find somebody else to replace him. We know about Sri Lanka.
Uh-huh.
You got protests in Ghana. You got protests in the Netherlands. I mean, they've been ongoing in France.
Yep.
We're not in a good place.
No, and they're not going to get any better because they can't seem to get this key word, inflation, under control.
Well, if all things were even, you'd have protests in China. But China doesn't really allow protests, as we saw what happened in Hong Kong. So the Chinese are kind of going through a silent protest, and they're just not paying their bills.
Well, the Chinese government asked the reporters not to report on the run on the banks that the people were doing.
Well, not only that, the people quit paying their mortgages.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I shouldn't say all of them, but I mean that's part of some segment of them were doing it as a protest.
Right.
So I mean this is kind of a across the globe situation.
Now, the House Republicans yesterday demanded the DOJ release the January 6th footage.
Yeah, so? Do you think they're going to do it?
If they get a court order, they might, but I don't know if they're going to be able to do that.
The House Republicans can't do a court order. They're not in charge.
Well, you can always try to get one, but it doesn't mean you're going to get it.
No. They don't have subpoena power without the chairman.
All right. Now I got to ask you a question because a lot of my friends that are still in the farming business, back where I came from in upstate New York, they're telling me that it's getting tougher and tougher and tougher because of all the regulations that the government keeps throwing out there on top of them, and you're either going to be a big farm, a big conglomerate, or you're not going to be around at all.
Precisely. That's pretty much where things are. The federal government is putting out so many regulations that it's driving the small farmer out of business, and they're forced to sell to big corporations, and many of those corporations, by the way, are foreign.
Right. You're right. Mm-hmm. Because
we have a food insecurity problem, period.
Yep. I hope we get it straightened around soon. By the way, lawmakers asked the USDA for an update on their investigation into drug smuggling and food imports.
Well, yeah. we have an incapable set of cabinet secretaries. Including the Department of Agriculture.
Yep.
And
zero experience in agriculture, I might add.
Well, any of them. But, I mean, right. We're not in a good place, ladies and gentlemen. And, for the past three nights, Brett Baer has been, they've been doing an investigation on the food supply in the United States. Last night was on pre-prepared foods, meaning the box foods and the canned goods and those that, you know, not MREs, but those pre-packaged that, you know, have a longer shelf life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's one called Nutrient Survival. And his business is so good, he can't keep up, and people are stockpiling. I mean, we've got people in panics that they're beginning to stockpile. You go to the grocery store, the shelves are pretty thin, some cases empty. And so when it comes to box meals or those that have a shelf life of a couple of years or canned goods and accounting, people are just, that's where they're going to be. Imagine that.
Yeah, about time.
The year 2022 in the United States, and we're in a food crisis.
Okay, now one other little thing before I go to the phone line here. We have the new San Francisco DA who was came in after the recall of the other guy, who's now pushing a pro-police policy, and the people are loving it. Law and order.
Yes. She said that she would, and she did. And, you know, they're trying anything they can to clean up San Francisco, and it's going to take a long time to do that. But at least she's in the right place at the moment. I don't know if he's going to hold on to all that, but at least he's in the right place.
Okay, let me go over to the phone line and see if I can get Mel in here. Mel in Saratoga Springs.
Oh, yes. Good morning, Denise. Good morning, Captain. I'd like to know the new, U.S. Farm Association. I'm sure there's got to be an organization similar to, somewhat similar to that. Why don't they campaign to let the American public know what this government is doing and in the way of waging war against them who is eventually waging war against us, the United States citizens? Why don't they have a campaign to show us exactly what this criminal government is doing to them, which is eventually
okay.
going to happen to us?
All right, go ahead, Denise, because we're running out of time. Go ahead.
They are, Mel. It's just that, you know, the media is not necessarily reporting it, but that they are. You've got several agricultural organizations that represent all parts of farmers and ranchers, so they all do. In the meantime, it's a matter of survival, too.
All righty. Have yourself a great day in the mountaintop. I will be in touch with you later if I find out what I think I'm going to find out about. And you have yourself a good day. All righty, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the great different things that she has to write about.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
Bodies of migrants who died in a Texas tractor trailer has arrived in Mexico. This comes after days of preparation and donations to cover funeral costs. The investigation continues into the smuggling ring that ultimately abandoned the trailer of 53 migrants on the outskirts of San Antonio on a day temperatures neared 100 degrees. U.S. authorities have arrested four people, including the truck's driver. The head of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement has directed agents to take several steps to protect the parental rights of immigrant detainees with underage children. This is all according to an agency memo that was published Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news report brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. That's NAA.edu on their website, NAA.edu on their website. They have two locations where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy can be found online by going to their website, NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. That's the website. Go over there, take a look at it, see what they have to offer. And then once you do that, choose one or both of their campuses, the one in Clearwater, Florida. I'm in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay from me in Clearwater. Or Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city limits of Boston. Give them a call and ask to take the tour. Because they want you to see their facility or facilities. Some people just go to one to take a peek. Some people go to both. And if I was going to go to school to learn a profession, I would certainly go take a look at each one. Maybe one's better than the other for whatever reason you might decide it to be. But the phone number to call to set up an appointment is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And when you call up, know that when you go to take the tour, you're going to be able to talk to some students. You're going to be able to talk to some instructors. And you're also going to be able to talk to the financial people who will tell you, if you're a military veteran, how to find out about your benefits, your GI Bill benefits, whether or not you still have some educational, because a lot of people have used them to go to different schools along the way during their career. And they'll tell you whether or not you've got any credits left. And if you don't, then you apply for a student loan, and they'll help you do all of that. That's what they do. So there you go. Pretty simple, pretty easy, pretty direct. NAA.edu is the website. Locations in Clearwater, Florida, and Concord, Massachusetts. And then give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour of one of their campuses or both. And I suggest you check them both out. Now, Medal of Honor winner Woody Williams was buried yesterday with full military honors at Arlington. He was the oldest living recipient of the Medal of Honor at the time of his passing. Quite a story behind Woody. And I'm sure they're going to make a movie about it, because it's one of those things that makes you feel good about America when you understand what it is that he did and how he got his Medal of Honor. Now, we also know, and I mentioned this earlier, that the military is having a little bit of a problem with recruiting. Now, it's not to the dire straits of things at the moment, but they're having to be more creative with their recruiting to try to get people to come in, because everybody's afraid of, well, we're going to get started, we're going to be in a war, this, that, and the other, the younger generation. It seems that, for some reason, the younger generation in America today, especially the males, lack the intestinal fortitude to stand up for their country and do something in the event it needed to be done. That's what seems to be happening. And I get it. The schools have ingrained that in them. I understand that. But we, the people, can change all of that. Look around you. Look at America. Look all around you at the things that are going on. Yeah, there's some bad things, and there's plenty of good. There's plenty of good for the people that are out there. I had someone yesterday tell me, well, there's nothing good in America going on here. Really? What planet are you living on? Now, granted, Joe Biden's got to go overseas and embarrass the hell out of us again, because he's walking around like little Lord Fauntleroy yesterday trying to figure out where he was supposed to sit at one of those events, and that was obvious that he kind of had no idea where to go. And it's really a shame that we go through this stuff. But, hey, what do I know? Now, we also talked about the military in respect to their growth and a couple of things that happen here that make you feel good about the military. A C-17 Loadmaster-led crew threw the onboard bomb threat in Kabul during the evacuation. Now, Staff Sergeant Duncan Copley heard over his radio, "Do exactly as we say. Do not let anybody know that we know that there is a possible threat to your aircraft." And what they were talking about, the threat, was a bomb. Well, the plane took off, got to where it needed to be going, no problem, and there was no bomb. But kudos to the staff sergeant for his quick thinking. And kudos to this swimmer, this rescue swimmer, Joshua Carlson for the United States Coast Guard. The Coast Guard rescue swimmer saved 9 people from a disabled boat in freezing to death. Kudos to Joshua Carlson on that one. Now, the death of a fellow soldier during Operation Just Cause deeply affected David Kim, the Veteran of the Year, as well it should. West Point Grads Charity is now providing college grants to Gold Star families. A lot of that going on right now with people that have got a little extra money. They're helping out the military and other people that need a little helping hand to get into a college and go from there. Now, we also know that the military is having a problem trying to do a little bit of recruiting, because the mood of the country is such that with this Antifa and with the picture that they painted on some of these guys, that maybe the military is not as glorious as it used to be. Well, I don't think anybody ever joined the military for glory, but they certainly knew that they could get themselves in a position where men were men and women were proud of it in some of these battles. And, of course, the Army, I can't say anything bad about the Army. Same for the Air Force, same for the Coast Guard, same for the Navy. And how about what's transpiring around the countryside right now with the different events that we have, and you see the people show up in uniform. I actually saw a half dozen military men get applauded as they walked by just going shopping at an event that I was at, which is a good thing. They should be applauded, and they should be told, thank you for your services. That's what should be done. Now, is it being done? Not exactly. By the way, the Navy identified the USS Carl Vinson sailor who died. His name was Information Systems Technician, Second Class Darren Collins, 22, who was found unresponsive Sunday morning on board the ship. I will tell you this. I hear the music coming up in my ear. So that means I got to let you go. That means coming up, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is on deck. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Would you like to have an abundance of energy without stimulants? Did you know that if you can remove 95% of the toxins from your body and eliminate excessive inflammation, that your cells become younger? This results in more energy, endurance, and a sharper mind. The majority of your body's ability to detoxify and eliminate excessive inflammation is dependent upon intracellular glutathione production. Toxins and aging combine to shut down glutathione production, making supplementation mandatory. But supplemental glutathione does not work. The most effective means of increasing intracellular glutathione production is by consuming two peptides called gamma glutamylcysteine and cysteine. There's only one food in nature that supplies both of these peptides in high concentrations. That food is non-denatured whey protein concentrate. The only non-denatured whey protein on the market is Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestweyprotein.net. That's bestweyprotein.net.
Come. complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Professor of Politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And by the way, my conversation with Chris Markowski is brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, Moss Acura, that dealership that's right here in Tampa at North Florida Avenue, right next door to the Moss Nissan. They're compadres dealership. So you got the Nissan dealership, the Acura dealership side by side on North Florida Avenue. And one of the reasons why they do so good and they get so many different people from outside the state of Florida is because of the You Serve, You Save program. Now, that means that all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, and church pastors, too, get offered tremendous deals because of what they do for our country every day. Now, also, don't forget, they have the Moss Care program with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. And these are things that other dealers just don't do. Well, Moss does it. They're happy to do it. So check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Listen, I got something we were talking about during the break, but I'm going to bring it out here right now. The Senior Citizens League has reported that the Social Security payments could see a substantial cost of living adjustment, COLA, increase of 10.5% next year. Now, that's a lot of money, and I've never heard of an advance being that high anywhere.
I mean, they're obviously projecting even higher inflation. I mean, it's going to be going up. There's no doubt about that. I'd be pretty shocked if it was that high. But, you know, that's, you know, it's going up. I can tell you that much. I don't know how they're going to calculate it at the end of the year. But again, you can also, you know, take this in terms of budgets here in the United States and how much more that this is going to cost. You know, there's a reality out there. I mean, you get the cost of living assessment, it goes up based upon inflation and inflation time.
Yeah, and there are people out there, senior citizens, they're literally eating on cheese and crackers and cream cheese and, you know, whatever, vanilla wafers, you know, that sort of thing, because they can't afford to buy any food. I mean, the money is gone before they hardly get it, it seems like.
Well, again, you know, retirement, I've been talking about this for a while because, you know, I've been, you know, explaining to people that, you know, even though, you know, they everybody thinks inflation is something new, anybody who pays bills, and I'm the guy that pays the bills in my house, sees how much more expensive food has gone up and other items that we use on an everyday basis. And I try to encourage a lot of senior citizens to kind of think the whole, rethink the entire retirement thing in the sense of, okay, I obviously don't want to be working 5 days a week, 6 days a week. Some people work 7 days a week, like you and I, for decades and decades.
Right.
You might want to tone it down a little bit. You might want to say, hey, you know what, let's work a couple days a week doing something to help supplement the income. And quite frankly, it's actually a healthy thing. It keeps you much healthier.
Mm-hmm. Now, our president is over in the Middle East. He just spent time in Israel. Then he went over to the West Bank to meet with the Palestinians. And today he goes over to Saudi Arabia. And I was watching the price of oil just to see if anything might or might not happen. And we talked about this. The price of diesel at the refinery is down to $3.61 a gallon, down about 20 cents a gallon from where it was a week or so ago. And the price of gasoline is $3.16 a gallon, down about 20 cents a gallon from where it was a week ago.
Well, I think that this has more to do about economic factors than it does with Joe Biden in Saudi Arabia. I mean, even Saudi Arabia agrees to pump a little bit more. It really is not going to have much of an effect on what we're doing here. It really doesn't. I think that we're still in an uptrend when it comes to energy. I think that there's a bit of a reaction in regards to the possibility of certain areas of China shutting down. Chinese economic numbers came out today, and they showed some of the lowest growth that was out there. So that there's, you know, some concerns there in regards to demand. And again, you know, a lot of these traders that operate in these markets, you know, they can move things in a certain way. But I still believe that it's an uptrend.
Now, do you know who the American Petroleum Institute is?
Yes.
All right. Well, yesterday they said they had a conference call with reporters, and President Joe Biden rejected an invitation from oil and gas leaders to tour successful fossil fuel operations across the United States. Instead, Biden chose to go to Saudi Arabia to try to get more oil from the Saudis and OPEC.
I saw that. I mean, he just, you know, again, he's all in with, you know, this is why you don't expect anything out of the administration in regards to inflation. They're completely unwilling to even meet and do things with the oil and gas industry, energy industry here in this country, just as much as they're unwilling to do much when it comes to tariffs and the Jones Act and ports and whatnot, because they're pandering to the unions. So that's the reality.
Right. Now, something else that is kind of mind-boggling, China is urging the world to disregard the protesters storming their banks for cash. I'll read this again. China is urging the world to disregard the protesters in China that are storming their banks to get cash.
Oh, it's not only that right now. There's a massive vote because I remember I was talking about this. This is, you know, several months ago in regards to the real estate crisis that they were having in China. Now, people who had put money down on properties that still haven't been built, they're now getting together in China. There's a lot of crazy things happening in China right now. People are not paying a mortgage payment. Everybody's just saying, you know what, we're not paying our bills. Because, you know, we put money down, we invest in these homes, these homes haven't been built. And now you've got this massive amount of people that are not paying any of their bills, and they're going to the banks and taking their money out. So there's a huge issue taking place in China right now in regards to the financial sector. Again, unfortunately, we don't pay much attention to what's happening around the world. Xi Jinping is going to be in a bit of an untenable situation moving forward.
Now, you've heard me talking about the AB5 legislation that's gone into effect out in California, right?
The what legislation?
AB5, that's the one that forces these independent drivers to no longer be independent, to lease to a company and be considered employees and not a freelance truck.
Yeah. Push, you know, to push the ride-sharing services to make them employees.
Right.
Rather than independent.
Right,
yes.
But this is the semi-drivers now. And a convoy of truckers protested California's gig economy law, AB5. They caused a huge traffic jam at the crucial Long Beach, Los Angeles port facility, which has been a bottleneck for national supply chains in recent months. And, of course, this controversial law, backed by powerful labor unions, sought to reclassify many independent contractors as employees, which meant that some workers enjoyed greater benefits, but many workers saw their hours cut and were laid off altogether.
Plus, you know, some people want to be independent, and they don't want to have a boss, and they want to work their own hours, and they want to work a certain time. Last time I checked, that's supposed to be a free country. I mean, you want to join the union, join the union. If you don't want to join it, don't join it. I don't understand why you have to force people to do something. It's patently absurd.
That's California. That's what they did. They passed a law making it mandatory. Yep. Mm-hmm. In this one particular area now, the ports, because I guess they have control of it. I don't know. By the way, Uber is being sued by 500-plus women over sexual assault claims. What the heck?
500? I mean, I didn't, you know, I don't know. You can't either. Sure that they probably got a class action lawyer somewhere. I have no idea about
they
that.
They do.
And how that worked out. And, you know, they're just saying that the drivers committed. I'm sorry.
Yes, drivers. Yep. This is what it says. The claims are that women passengers in multiple states were kidnapped, sexually assaulted, sexually battered, raped, falsely imprisoned, stalked, harassed, or otherwise attacked by Uber drivers.
You know, I after this happened, you know, why wouldn't they just call the cops? And quite frankly, how is that Uber's fault that these Uber drivers are independent contractors? People should be individually responsible for their actions.
All right, my friend, here comes the music. That means I got to let you go, and I will talk to you on Monday morning. Have a great weekend.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there, check it out, find out all the different things that he's up to, and listen for his weekend show on many of these same stations. I'll be right back with Frank.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.